Hi, it's Haley from the newest Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men in Oak Creek. Come see me today. Haircuts are just $20. Lady Jane's, Oak Creek on Howell Ave, just south of Puth Road. Walk in anytime, 7 days a week, even Sundays. Lady Jane's, it's wicked awesome.
For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6. It's Scalzo and Brust.
Live from the Gruber Law Office, One Call, That's All Studios at Radio City.
Party,
this is Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light.
It's a party, baby.
On 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
It's a party, baby. Woo! It's a party, baby.
Tom Kelnick and Trish Raspberry of the Doc House to join us here last segment. If you missed any of it, you can check it out. Wisconsin On Demand. I love these shirts. Hooking us up with gear. Well, that's a cool shirt right there.
Anytime you have a shirt with a dog with sunglasses and hat on, it's pretty cool.
Yes, 100%. He's Ben Brust. I'm Greg Scalzo. Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light. We are across ESPN Wisconsin. You, the Scalzo and Brust family, calling us, texting us, 800-990-3776. Again, 800-990-3776. Now, a lot of reports coming out of training camp for this Packers team, talking about the defense getting the best of the offense. Aaron Rodgers himself has been honest about that, and he talked yesterday after practice about how it was important that the offense take their lumps against the defense. This is what he said.
I said it day one, no pads. We had a pretty good day. Since then, defense has been pretty good just about every other day, and it's important for us to take our lumps. Because there's a lot of positions that are up for grabs, up front, you know, at the tackle position with Dave and Elton, you know, nursing their injuries and coming back whenever they can. Tight end, there's a lot of opportunities. Running back behind AJ and Aaron, there's a lot of opportunities. Receivers, a lot of opportunities. So this is great film and great practice going against that defense.
Again, that Aaron Rodgers talking about the defense, outplaying the offense, the offensive line creating so many, I think, concerns. We talked to Mark Tauscher about that last hour, but the defense looking real good. Are you more excited about this defense, or are you more worried about this offense? Because I'm more excited about this defense, Ben Brust. I'm fired up about what this Green Bay Packer defense
will
look like.
Don't get me going, Greg Scalzo. Don't make me go down the list and name every player on the defense. I won't do it.
No. I'll walk away. I'll come back here in 2 minutes.
Josh, oh no. Josh is, you know what, I'm going to do this just because Josh is in a bad mood. How about the story of the offseason on the defensive line? On the edge, the outside linebacker, Rashawn Gary, continues to make noise. Just gets better and better. How about adding Jaron Reed to the mix with Kenny Clark, who's already a monster, who moved the entire San Francisco offensive line by himself in that game where they held San Francisco to 0 points. How about adding Quay Walker next to Devondre Campbell that you lock in? Jason Mobley's talking about the middle of the field. When's the last time we talked about the Packers defense doing anything in the middle
of the field other than calling out Ty Summers for
being a liability and just getting picked on? Not to mention Aaron Rodgers talked about the five guys in the back end that are interchangeable, not exactly interchangeable, but just so diverse in their skill set. You have Adrian Amos, who's just as cool as a cucumber and as consistent as can be. You need Darnell Savage Jr. to take that next step in his fifth year, and then Jair, Eric Stokes, Rasul Douglas. Well, what more do you want from a defense? You have every piece imaginable that have shown you, from each guy that I mentioned, has shown what they can provide for this team. You put that all together with a psycho Joe Barry on the sideline, I like best defense in the league. That's a little much. You get where I'm going here. I'm more excited about the defense than talking about, hey, when's Elgton Jenkins going to get healthy? David Bakhtiari's had three knee surgeries. Bobby Tonyan, when are we going to get him back? The offensive line and tight ends is a concern, but I'm more excited about what this defense could do to provide this Packers team a little bit of time to let the offense get coming.
Get going. Coming or going?
That's what she said.
I think it's fair, right? I think to be excited about this Packers defense means that you have a lot of confidence in Aaron Rodgers, because there are a lot of shortcomings when you look at the roster, right? You're just reading names. You're reading roster spots.
Yeah, reading names that have done production is all I'm saying. I know I read names, but there's been production from those guys, and now I shut up.
What I was saying was that we're talking about talent. Those guys have proven themselves, but you're just reading names. When you talk about the offensive side of the ball, for us to be more excited about the defense than worried about the offense means that the confidence that we have in the offense has everything to do with Aaron Rodgers, because this offense doesn't have those proven names. You're talking about, the proven talent on defense. The names on offense aren't as sexy. You know, Yosh Nyman and Josiah DeGuara, even though he is the Messiah.
I was going to say, those names are sexy, but from production, the names aren't sexy.
Thank you. Yeah. Yes. From Josh Myers to, John Runyon Jr. to Alan Lazard. I mean, those names don't instill confidence, but where you don't worry about the offense is the fact that Aaron Rodgers is going to be running it. And even if you give that guy a whole lot of lemons, Benny, he's going to make
lemonade.
Well done. It's one of the reasons why on Get Up, Mike Tannenbaum talked about how the Packers aren't going to get worse. They actually have a good chance to be better.
Can they be better this year than they were even last year?
I actually think they can, despite losing the best receiver in Devontae Adams. I love their draft, those two first-rounders, Devontae Wyatt and Quay Walker. When healthy, in my opinion, Jair Alexander's the best corner. So when you look at the totality of the team, again, if they could be healthy up front with Jenkins and Bakhtiari coming back, they actually have the pieces to be better overall. Now, Hembo will remind us that the most receptions any rookie wide receiver has ever had from Aaron Rodgers is 38. So there is a question mark in terms of how the skill players will develop. But overall, Alan, I actually think you can make an argument as a team they may be better.
And I get it. There is definitely question marks around the pass catchers for the Green Bay Packers, although I do think the much bigger concern has to live with the offensive line. And I understand that historically Rodgers hasn't had a lot of confidence in his young wide receivers, but he talked about the confidence he already has in Romeo Doubs, who is a rookie, and Juwan Winfrey, who is not.
We need to have a lot of patience, and the expectations need to be reasonable. But I will say, between 88 and 87, there's been a lot of positive things that makes you feel good about the depth we could have in that room.
I mean, I am salivating about what this wide receiver room will look like in 2 years.
I mean, the idea,
because it's not going to happen right away. But I think the fact that Rodgers is high on these guys means he's invested in these guys. And when you're high on somebody and you're invested in your Aaron Rodgers, they turn into MVS. They turn into Randy Cobb. They turn into, Jordy Nelson. Like, if he's got the confidence in those two, and those are the two names he continues to bring up, Alan Lazard will be your number one wide receiver this year, whether you like it or not.
I think the biggest compliment that Aaron Rodgers can give a wide receiver on the Green Bay Packers is simply by calling them their number, like he did in that clip. When he talks about Juwan Winfrey and Romeo Doubs, he calls them 88 and 87. And I think, like, again, you can hear the investment. You can hear the confidence in Aaron Rodgers' voice. While tempering those expectations, he teases you on where he thinks those guys could potentially be when, you know, hopefully the offensive line is more healthy, when Bobby Tonyan comes back, and when they continue to develop, you know, the rapport amongst Juwan Winfrey and Romeo Doubs and Randall Cobb. And, you know, who knows what happens with Sammy Watkins. As you mentioned, Alan Lazard's going to be the number one. But I am all for Aaron Rodgers teasing us with the guys that he thinks can be difference makers and decision makers. Or not decision makers, difference makers. But the decision maker in Brian Gutekunst, I hope he doesn't drop any of them, because anytime Aaron Rodgers has been vocal in training camp about a couple guys that, not Dobbs, but like a Winfrey, he's talked about Jake Kumerow in a positive light. Next thing you know, he's cut.
That will happen, and I think that's fair to say. But you've got to be confident. Can I be honest about one thing, though? I know it was Jordy's number. I don't like Romeo Doubs wearing 87. I feel like I would like him in another number. I feel like if Romeo Doubs wore a single-digit number, I would feel more confident, or even in the teens. Like, give me Romeo Doubs wearing number 11, and, like, that guy is going to be a stud.
I don't know.
87 doesn't make me feel that great about it.
I love 87.
Again, 87 for Jordy Nelson was great. 87 for Romeo Doubs, like, no. Like, carve out your own path. You're never going to be Jordy Nelson, Romeo. Carve out your own path.
He's going to carve it out as like
you cannot have any flags planted on Romeo Island.
I can make an argument for a mid 87.
You can't.
All I'm gonna say is, under the lights at Lambeau Field on family night, he made 87 look sexy.
Yeah.
Jordy Nelson made 87 look productive. Romeo Doubs made 87 look sexy.
But you're talking about somebody making like a
catches in one-on-ones versus
a libero bad. Look sexy, you know, when might as well just drive into a nice sexy Mercedes and make that Mercedes look even sexier.
Fair.
I mean, 87's not like 87's a freaking tight end number. And I know Jordy pulled it off and he did it brilliantly, but like 87 for Romeo Doubs, 88 for Winfrey, like those are your two top guys who are in 87 and 88 in today's NFL.
It feels a little early 2000s. I'll hit you with that.
It's all early 2000s. It's like, what are we doing here?
But that's the Packers way, baby.
I guess.
Isn't Sammy Watkins a teen number, I think?
Probably. And I think Christian Watson is a single digit number. So
you got to mix it up. Everyone can't. You got to have some guys.
I would rather have 87 go to Sammy Watkins and 88 go to Christian Watson and give Winfrey and Romeo Doubs the cooler, sexier numbers.
Put on the poll on Twitter at @ScalzoneBrust. Do you want your good wide receivers to wear numbers in the 80s, the teens, or the single digits?
Josh, you can make sense of that, right? And I did not hear what you just said.
I think it actually made decent sense.
Sammy Watkins is number 11. That's what
he's
I was
number
saying.
Number 11, and mm-hmm. Watson's number 9, right?
I have to look him up still, but. Yes, I think so. Okay. It's single digits.
Okay. LabCorp Clinical Trials, labcorpclinicaltrials.com. We are hanging out here at the Lake Country Dachshunds game. Maybe you want to go to a baseball game on the road, take a nice vacation. Maybe you want to put a down payment on the house. You want to make a little extra money. Well, LabCorp Clinical Trials can help you get there. If you're working remotely, you can keep working and participate in a clinical research trial at LabCorp Clinical Trials. Make good money to help improve the health and lives of everybody. They have a variety of clinical research studies you can participate in, and again, make some really good money. For example, you can make up to $7,500 if you're a healthy, non-smoking man aged 18 to 50. You could participate in a research study that would be one stay at their clinic, totaling 15 nights plus one call and one possible overnight visit. Another study where you can make up to $3,500 looking for healthy, non-smoking adults aged 18 to 60. You could join for one stay of 5 nights plus one follow-up call. Again, $3,500 you can make for just one stay of 5 nights and one follow-up call. Find all of the available studies to see what fits your profile, to see what fits your schedule, labcorpclinicaltrials.com. That's labcorpclinicaltrials.com. I was indeed correct. Watson wearing number 9. Other Jason in Madison chimes in, 800-990-3776, says, I don't care what number they wear. I just want them to catch the ball. I'd like him catching the ball in a sweeter number than 87 if I'm Romeo Doubs. That's just me, though. Aaron Rodgers has a lot of opinions on this roster. Will make a difference when it comes to roster cut time. We'll hear what Brian Gutekunst had to say next on Scalzo and Brust across ESPN Wisconsin.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Brust.
Do you not understand how milk works?
Boy. What is the 2% versus 1% versus this game?
If you had to guess, what would the difference be between whole milk, skim milk, 2%, 1%?
Whole milk, skim milk, 2%, 1%.
We just gave you the answer, pretty much.
Whole milk is like, it's right from the cow.
Subscribe to the Scalzo and Brust podcast free on the Wisconsin On Demand app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Zone Brus live in Lake Country here with the Lake Country Dachshunds 6:35 game 6:15 first pitch for your boys. We're throwing it out. We're going to give it all of our velocity we got. But Wisconsin Brewing Company Park here in Oconomowoc, right off the interstate off 94. If you've been driving back and forth between Milwaukee and Madison, you've seen it. Here's a good reason to stop by. Tomorrow is Oktoberfest. August, get it? Oktoberfest. Featuring some of Wisconsin Brewing Company's award-winning beers. You can go to DocHounds.com to see what else they have going on. Nature Boy's going to be here. I'm a big WWE guy. I hope he was WWE. Lake Country DocHounds, they got something going on all the time. Family-friendly, great place, great environment. Hanging out here right now. Can't wait to see the game tonight. And again, tickets start at just $8 with home games featuring memorable promotions and different themed nights. Again, DocHounds.com. That's DocHounds.com.
He is Ben Brust. I'm Greg Scalzo. This is Scalzo and Brust across ESPN Wisconsin. Josh DiMaggio running the show along with Alex Strofe, and the Packers in the midst of training camp right now. Some concerns on the offensive line. Have they been getting beat up by the stout Packers defense? On Twitter, at Scalzo and Brust, more excited about the defense or worried about the offensive line? Also, in honor of my concern about Romeo Doubs wearing number 87. It's just not a cool number. I know Jordy Nelson's the man. Just not what I want my sexy rookie wide receiver to be wearing. We ask you, what number do you want Packers wide receivers to wear? 80 to 89, 66%. 10 to 19, 24%. 1 to 9, 10%.
Man.
I'm a single-digit guy. Give me Romeo Doubs wearing number 2. Are you kidding me? Oh, baby.
I think that, again, I'm telling you, you're going to switch here. He made 87 look sexy. With the way he was going after balls in the one-on-ones at family night under the lights at Lambeau Field, winning his matchup, Aaron Rodgers calling him 87. Didn't even blink, too. When Aaron Rodgers talked about Winfrey and Doubs calling him 88 and 87, it felt natural. It actually felt good.
Maybe for you,
for Aaron Rodgers to say 87 again.
No, not for me. Like that's massive shoes to fill. Like, I don't know. I don't love it. Jordan from Madison says the same thing. Says Doubs wearing 87 means he has to step up or get out. He has some big shoes to fill, and I'll be wearing my Jordy jersey on Sundays, expecting nothing but the best. Like
I like it.
You don't walk in as Jordy Nelson. Like I don't like the fact that now we're going to make this comp. And again, you're young. Be confident. It feels like he was given 87. He didn't come to the Packers.
Fourth round pick doesn't have a choice.
I don't think he walked in and said, "I want to wear number 87."
Let's find out what he wore in Nevada?
Nevada, yes. We'll find that out. Maybe it's me watching Davante Adams wearing 17, looking like a stud the past few years.
Romeo Doubs looks
he
good.
Wore seven.
He looks good in number 7.
He wore a
and you're right. The Packers
seven.
Were like, "Sorry. I don't know who's number 7 if there is a number 7, but they were like, "You're going to be
probably Ben Kurt before they cut him.
You're going to be number 87.
Yes. So we'll see there. But Aaron,
he looks good in 7.
Aaron has given out a lot of.
Oh, Quay Walker's wearing 7.
See, he got bumped out by
the
first round pick.
Got beat.
You know what, Quay Walker? I know you have your signing bonus is 10 times as much as Romeo Doubs.
Give it up.
Give it to Romeo. Quay, you should not be wearing number 7. Give it to Romeo.
We need Romeo Doubs more than we need Quay Walker. Is that fair to say?
I think that's fair to say.
Would you guys accept Romeo as a number 3?
You spun me already away from 87. Nah.
Say it again.
Would you accept Romeo as a number 3? I'm looking at the numbers that are available right now. We got number 3.
I would take Romeo number 3.
We've got 14 or 15.
Isn't Amari Rodgers wearing a single number?
Yeah, I think he's 8. Beefy 8.
Like get Amari. You don't deserve a single number. They should have taken number 8 away from him, given him 88, and given Juwan Winfrey a better number. Like, you had your chance last year, Amari Rodgers. You decided to come in 20 pounds overweight and not be able to catch a damn punt.
Amari doesn't look good in 8 either. I know
because it's a wide number, and you notice how wide he is.
It stretches his body pretty freaking wide when you look at him. That's what I said. Yeah, you're right.
I don't mean to fat shame Amari Rodgers the same way that we did with Eddie Lacy, but it's pretty close. Anytime you come in and you're like, "I dropped 15 to 20 pounds and I'm in the best shape of my life now," that is telling us that you were 15 to 20 pounds overweight last year. as a wide receiver, as a quick twitch wide receiver that's supposed to be playing the slot.
Alex Strove chimes in, 3, 14, and 15 are all retired, Joshy. That's why those are all available.
Makes sense.
Selections are slim for our fourth round guy, Romeo Doubs.
Slim, not a word associated with Amari Rodgers. 800-990-3776. What number should Romeo Doubs have if he could pick any number? So who's number seven then? Do we know?
Quay Walker, seven. Amari Rodgers, eight. Seven. We Christian Watson, nine.
Oh, poor guy.
Brutal.
How about zero? Can you be zero?
I want my linebackers to be wearing in the 50s. I'll go traditional on the linebackers.
Oh. You can't have it both ways.
I can. He's a middle linebacker.
He can be whatever he wants to be.
All right.
As long as he's productive.
Aaron Rodgers has had a lot of opinions on the wide receivers. He's had some opinions on the offensive line as well. And I like Aaron Rodgers when he's opinionated. I like him when he's direct. I like him when he's honest. I love this unapologetically authentic Aaron Rodgers that we're seeing now in the year of 2022. How much do you want him to have a say when it comes time to shape this roster even further, to make those roster cuts? 800-990-3776. Do you want Aaron in the room with Goody? Do you want his opinion to be heard? Do you want his opinion to count? Do you want his opinion to rule? 800-990-3776. Call us, text us on the old National Bank Talk and text line. Here's what Brian Gutekunst said about that.
We kind of communicate, you know, throughout the week all the time. So, you know, I think most of those big conversations would come, I think, more towards the end of camp than right now. But, yeah, certainly, you know, I pick his brain a lot on what he's seeing out there. Again, we're very early in camp and we haven't played a preseason game. So this next, you know, 8-9 days here are going to be really important for our football team. And I think after we get through that, we may have a little bit more information as to where we're headed.
That's a man who's lying right there.
Totally.
That's a man who's coming back, and his wife asks him, hey, how many beers did you have? And he says, oh, I had like two beers, you know. I was with Ben, and I had two beers. And
we kind of communicate throughout the week.
Let's just say it with your chest, Goody. Say it with your chest. Say it like you mean it.
I mean, again, we've been through this. The Packers front office, they're not good at PR. They are not good at talking to the media. You've said it yourself. He's a guy who spent countless hours grinding film to be able to tell Ted Thompson what the hell he should do in the draft. He's a dork. And Aaron, he's just happy that Aaron doesn't hate him. Honestly, that's the biggest win for Brian Gutekunst, is that Aaron Rodgers doesn't hate him. And so he's asked a question about Aaron Rodgers. Here's my thoughts about it, Greg. I think Aaron's made it pretty clear, in my opinion. He just wants to be involved. I don't, like, sure, he's going to have some input, but even just having him in the room will make Aaron Rodgers feel a part of it, and I think, honestly, that's enough for Aaron.
Matt, the in Milwaukee, the official unofficial geologist of the Scalzo and Brust family, says, who cares what number they wear? A legacy number argument is one thing, but caring if the number is single digits or in the 80s is the dumbest non-Ben point I have heard on this show.
That's a great point.
Hey, Matt. Yeah, that's what he said, non-Ben point.
Oh.
Saying he's heard dumber ones from you, but the non-Ben
point.
Shut up,
Matt.
Go kick rocks, Matt.
Yeah.
Geologist.
Yeah. Nice pun.
Thank you. Supper Club Mark and Wind Lake chimes in, 800-990-3776, as they can't use zero or one. Ron in the Key chimes in, says, Greg, I'm picky, but two is one of the coolest football numbers, 224-021. Yeah, two is really cool. Charles Woodson wearing two in college was like as cool as it got from a football player, even though it was Michigan, and those are horrible. I can't even act like they're horrible uniforms. They're cool uniforms.
Yeah,
they're
cool helmets too.
He says, also positivity, Greg strikes again. Don't want to fat shame. Immediately proceeds to fat shame.
Yeah, you said that, and then you took him out again. Pat on the back to you.
Pat on the back to me. Speaking of Amari Rodgers, Hilsey chimes in and says, so much Amari hates gals. I'm going to enjoy seeing the pariah crap the bed. He's referring to Josiah the Messiah DeGuara in that statement.
Vroom, vroom, the opposite of Amari Rodgers is heading over to Road America for some high-speed thrill at Elkhart Lake Road America, baby. Race season is still going strong. Don't miss a minute of the fun. You can camp on site all weekend. Enjoy admission for kids 16 and under. And they have the SRO GT World Challenge coming, featuring exotic sports cars. Like I said, exotic, fun to say. Racing at Road America August 19th through the 21st. Get your tickets today at roadamerica.com. As I always say, come for the experience, the food, the atmosphere, the camping out, the experience you can have, the memories, grilling out, eating hot dogs for breakfast, burgers for lunch, brats for dinner, and steaks for dessert. That's what you do when you camp out. Enjoy Road America for the experience and stay for that race. Road America, America's national park of speed.
Jake from Milwaukee chimes in. Jake gets it. 800-990-3776 on the Old National Bank talk and text line. Old National Bank, get old. Says, numbers obviously matter. Hey, Matt and anyone else, stop being nerds. It's true.
I agree.
Don't think numbers matter, you're a nerd. 608 chimes in, says Rodgers is a player, not management. Everyone has an opinion, not his call. I agree. I don't think Aaron Rodgers should be making roster decisions, but I do think that his opinion should be taken with a solid weight. Not the greatest of weights, but if he is on the field with these guys and you trust him as an all-world player, he's going to be able to see things inside the locker room and on the field that you are not going to be able to see, understand, or process the same way that he does. So I do think that he can be an asset in that room and not a detractor in that room, but you have to make sure the expectation is clear that, hey, look, your opinion matters. We are going to take into consideration, but ultimately we are not going to listen to every opinion that you give us, although I do think that Aaron Rodgers is as smart of a football mind as you can find in the NFL right now. Now, we'll continue that conversation, but we'll have 1 or 0 coming up next on Scalzo and Bruss live from the Lake Country Dockhounds game in Oconomowoc.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Bruss.
Well, sometimes it's a doozy to figure out what time it is because
Wait,
I'm looking down.
Was this?
And
was
plus,
this?
when the long hand and the short hand cross, like it can get, it's a little confusing.
Was this just you, a long way of you trying to tell us you don't use your watch because you have a hard time reading it?
Let's say that I have a hard time. It's just, it's harder.
Subscribe to the Scalzo and Bruss podcast free on the Wisconsin On Demand app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oconomowoc is the Lake Country Dockhounds game. He's Ben Brust. I'm Greg Scalzo. You are the Scalzo and Brust family. From sea to shining sea.
From Lake Michigan to the Mississippi to give Greg a chance to suck down that cookie.
Josh DiMaggio, you're running the show. You didn't give me enough time. You said it a little too quick for me. So don't appreciate that. But let's get into some 1 or 0.
Are you a 1 or a 0? That's the question you have to ask yourself. Are you a yes or a no?
There's no such thing as a gray area. Life is binary. It's just a 1 or a 0.
He's Ben Brust. I'm Greg Scalzo. We're your contestants for 1 or 0. Josh DiMaggio is your host. He asks us a question. We say 1 for yes, 0 for no. There is no gray area. It's that simple. Josh, you take it away.
Yesterday in the Little League World Series, a batter was hit in the helmet with a pitch, and after getting to first base, he realized the pitcher was visibly shaken up and decided to give the pitcher a hug and chat with him. 1 or 0, you would be proud of your child for consoling someone who hit them in the head.
1 in this circumstance. Like, look, these are 13-year-old kids.
Soft.
And I was
look,
I know. I was a soft little crybaby.
Wow.
I was a soft. You can wham me.
I'm just kidding.
No, you can wham me. I'm okay with it because I was a soft little crybaby. But the idea of going to first base and, like, the kid was okay. He went to first base, and seeing that the pitcher was distraught that he could have potentially hurt someone, I think shows compassion and I think that should be applauded. So the fact that the guy went from first base who was hit to go talk to the pitcher, say, hey, dude, like, it's okay. I'm okay. It was about health. It wasn't about, like...
Do you feel like you're somebody who exhibits compassion and empathy well for others?
I personally feel like I do on this radio show, not all the time.
I'm a one here. I'm proud of him because I feel like it sped up the process. Like, come on. Let's keep the game moving here, guys.
You were like, I don't want to watch kids cry. Let's get to baseball.
No, I mean, like, I get it. I'm not going to blame anybody. Like, it's a weird, it's a tough stage to be on. You hit somebody in the head. The kid went down hard. You get scared. You're 12, 13 years old. You cry. That's fine.
Television.
I feel like the kid on first base looked out there and he's like, is this kid going to be able to pull it together? No. All right. Let me go and try to speed things up. That I appreciate.
You think the kid went over there to speed things up?
I do.
I don't. I just don't.
I think he's
I don't think he was like, hey, I gotta go make sure this pitcher
can get to
the next.
No, I gave him a hug. Kinda, you could tell it was one of those, like, anytime you're going over to talk to somebody and your body's kind of like telling you, like, all right, like, hey, we good, you know? And he was kind of like ready to walk back to first base. The problem was the coach then had to come out. That makes it worse.
I agree with that.
Like, just let the two kids do
agree.
It and then have the kids sort of come back.
Coach
first.
Comes out,
then
he's going to cry more, don't you think?
That's exactly what happened. Coach comes out, he started crying more. It took a little bit longer. I'm being a little facetious here.
I know you are.
One, yeah, of course. Like, here's the thing. I wouldn't have a problem if the kid didn't go to the pitcher's mound to console him. If the kid who got hit in the head just stood on first base, I wouldn't think, oh, wow, that kid has no compassion. But if he goes out, I have no problem either
way.
Yeah,
I
don't know why the story's getting as much pub as it is. And who's hating on it?
Baseball hardos.
The typical people you'd expect. A bank robbery from 2006.
Like, how could you hate on him, though? I don't even get the argument.
They're basically saying you got hit in the head, like... Like, yeah. This is a competition. Let the other pitcher, like,
he's rattled
and cry and be rattled and hit dingers off him.
Okay.
A bank robbery from 2006 where the robbers demanded pizza from the police in a standoff and escaped through a tunnel was solved after one of the robbers' wives reported him to the police after he got mad at her for spending too much of the money. 1-0. You can keep a bank robbery from your significant other.
One.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I can keep a bank robbery from my significant other.
Yeah. I feel like...
That's why you should always have two bank accounts in a marriage. Really, three. You should have a joint account, and each of you should have your own account.
So definitely shouldn't put your bank robbery money into the bank.
Well, duh. It's not his point.
Joshy. You have to clean the money, and then it gets into your account. What are we doing here, Joshy?
Spending a lot of cash.
From an Italian-American family.
DiMaggio.
You come from an Italian-American family. Like, I don't know, create a little pizza shop. You know, you don't have to sell a lot of pizzas, but figure out how to pump the money through, no?
Yeah. I know some people have done things like that.
Okay.
So, one, I think I could keep a bank robbery from my wife. But I'd mess something up along the way and get caught.
1-0, you could keep a bank robbery for me.
Hell no. You'd sniff me out in a second.
Next.
1-0, with enough planning, you could successfully, allegedly, rob a bank.
I don't think robbing a bank is very difficult. I just think that the penalty is so punitive that, like, it's generally not going to be worth it. Banks now are, I don't know why I'm like going to explain how easy
like
this
they,
is.
They basically just like
they
give
tell
you the money. Do whatever they say.
If you've ever seen Point Break, they had it figured out in Point Break. You show up, you take the money from the drawers, you never go into the vault, you're in and out in 90 seconds or less, you have a mask, boom, you're gone. And that's it. You're not going to make one score. That's the problem. So if you're looking at this as like a way to like, you know, be set for life, you're not going to get there.
What about Inside Man? I feel like they figured it out in that one.
I don't remember Inside Man as well.
Denzel movie.
He's in the wall.
I don't remember it, so I don't know if
The guy like stays hidden in the wall for the entire time that they have hostages and they like. I don't know. hard to explain.
Mets broadcaster Keith Hernandez asked to not call any games against the Phillies because he hates watching the Phillies play awful defense with terrible fundamentals. 1-0. Bad baseball is the worst of all bad versions of sports to watch.
0. Bad baseball is kind of fun to watch. I want to see guys throw the ball in the stands and get to second. Like, I want to see errors. I want to see people make mistakes. I think it's fun. Bad golf, what? I think, is bad to watch.
No, I'm a 1 here. I hate watching bad baseball. Give me good baseball. Give me good hits. Give me good defense. I like a clean baseball game. It's quicker, moves faster. It's sexy. It looks good when you watch good baseball. If you're throwing the ball all over the field.
Love it. I love a guy who gets from first to home on 3 errors.
Oh, it's awful. It's awful. It doesn't even feel good if you're rooting for the team that ends up scoring.
Luckily, we're going to watch the Lake Country Dockhounds, and they are as crisp and clean as you're going to find, baby.
Brewers on a 2-game winning streak following Scalzo and Bruss busting that slump. So if you're a Brewers fan, American Family Insurance wants you and 5 friends to experience the Brewers game day of a lifetime at American Family Field this September. You could win a true VIP Brewers tailgate, tickets to the game, a Christian Yelich autographed gear, and more. It's super easy to enter. You just go to amfam.com/brewers. That's amfam.com/brewers. There's no purchase necessary. You can find full sweepstake rules at registration. American Family Insurance wants you and 5 friends. That's 6 people heading to a VIP Brewers tailgate, to the game, Yelly autograph gear. You know they're going to do it right. So simple to enter. amfam.com/brewers. Thanks to our friends at American Family Insurance. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. A lot of concern about this offensive line, at least in my world. I know a lot of other people concerned about the wide receivers, but are there too many wide receivers on this Packers team? Is wide receiver depth actually somewhat of an issue? We'll talk about it next. It's Scalzo and Brust, presented by Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light, Scalzo, and Brust.
What was your favorite thing to do in third grade, Ben?
Third grade? So third grade, I got in trouble.
No.
Greg's walking out of the studio. I got this, guys. Don't worry.
Scalzo and Brust.
I got in trouble because I took scissors and I cut the person I sat next to's shirt.
What?
In order to make up for it, I then took the teacher out for lunch with my mom, sucked up, you know, and I was like really stuck.
Whoa.
Like, she knew I wasn't a bad kid. I just made a mistake, lapse of judgment. It basically just gave me a slap on the wrist and said, don't do that again. And then Kelly O'Kelly and my mom and I went out for lunch in third grade.
This is the problem with America today. Your parents, your teacher, nobody's hating. Like, you don't think consequences exist for your action. And then you continue to just leave a path to destruction behind you while everyone else picks up the damn mess.
Whoa. Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Just let me cry a little bit longer.
Live in Oconomowoc here for the Lake Country Dockhounds game coming up. Less than an hour from first pitch. Less than 30 minutes from our first pitch. We'll be throwing out the ceremonial first pitch here. He's Ben Brust. I'm Greg Scalzo. Quick shout out to our friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Not too far down the road in Brookfield. Can you find the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Experience Center? If you're in the Madison area, you could find them on the Beltline there in Madison. I've talked to bunch about the amazing work Pella has done on my home. Gina Della, her fantastic team, including Joe Franco, who's helped me out on my projects, are the best. And the product, number one. When it comes to quality, number one. When it comes to innovation. And right now, there's an incredible deal that you're not going to find very often on such a premium brand. You can have beautiful Pella windows installed in your home and pay just 2.99% financing. Locked in. Benny, locked in for 10 years. Locked in like Jair Alexander for 10 years.
That's pretty locked in.
But if you want to skip the financing, you can also choose Pella's famous patented blinds or shades between the glass and their lifestyle or impervia patio doors for free. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Check out PellaWI.com/radio. That is PellaWI.com/radio. And tell them that we sent you. Frank in Waukesha chimes in on our numbers conversation because I don't think Romeo Doubs should be wearing number 87. I know it's Jordy Nelson, but I feel like he deserves a cooler number in today's NFL. Frank in Waukesha says if Jordy Nelson could fill the shoes of Walter Stanley, then Doubs should have no problem filling the shoes of Jordy Nelson.
Look, you're getting beat up here on the poll. 65% of the Scalzo and
Why don't you
family.
Read the full poll?
What number do you want Packers wide receivers to wear? 80 to 89, 65%, 10 to 19 is 20%, and 1 to 9 is 15%. But I will say, if I could re-vote, I wouldn't have chose 80 to 89. I would have chose 1 to 9 because Romeo Doubs, wearing number 7 at Nevada, looks way cooler. And again, he looked cool at 87 on family night. He would have looked sexy. Sexy. In number 7.
Jason and West Bend says, other than the quarterback, number 1 is a great wide receiver. Number 2 is a wide receiver or cornerback safety. 3 is a great wide receiver. Number 4 and 5 is linebacker. 6 and 7 is linebacker cornerback. 8 through 19 is wide receiver. I like the 80 through 89 numbers, but would love to see more guys go with their college numbers and go single digits.
Like, let's think about it this way. Juwan Winfrey at 88 is one number off of the meathead that's on 7-9 on 94.5 ESPN, Mark Chmura on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. He's one number away of that meathead tight end. Like, Juwan Winfrey, Aaron Rodgers is shouting you out. Let's be cooler than being that close to Mark Chmura.
Speaking of the wide receivers, I don't want to go down the meathead tight end conversation. Speaking of the wide receivers, a lot of people talking, obviously, the big offseason conversation is post-Davante Adams, who steps up. Right now, that wide receiver room has Alan Lazard, who's the clear-cut number one, Randall Cobb, who's a clear going to make the roster, Sammy Watkins, who seems to be you know, a guy that you'd expect
trending
to be contributing.
To make the roster.
Romeo Doubs, Juwan Winfrey, who seem to be Aaron's two guys that he's high on, Amari Rodgers, who was a third-round pick from last year, and Christian Watson.
That's a lot of WRs.
You're not keeping 7 wide receivers, none of which really seem like they're going to contribute a ton on special teams, and don't even bring Amari Rodgers into that conversation.
I don't know. Family night, he was fielding punts pretty well.
Well, maybe getting rid of the gut helped. The bigger thing for me is, do you think Christian Watson enters the season on the pup
list
and frees up a roster spot? Because I could see him taking 6 wide receivers into the season.
At this point, I can't see
7. And imagine if they cut Juwan Winfrey after Aaron Rodgers has been talking him up so much this year. Because it seems like Lazard, Cobb, Dobbs, Watson, Watkins are all going to be there. So then you're talking about Amari Rodgers,
Winfrey.
Do they cut a third-round pick coming into his second year?
It'd be a bad look.
Do you cut Juwan Winfrey, who's this, you know, one of the two guys that Aaron Rodgers seems like he's really high on?
It would be a Packers move to cut a Juwan Winfrey in this type of scenario.
Not when Aaron Rodgers
has
is in
a
the
real
room.
Relationship now with, well, when I say real, a vocalized relationship that he is friends with Brian, Russ, Matt, and Mark.
Huge thanks to the Lake Country Dockhouse for having us out here today. This is a great stadium. It's a great spot. Go to dockhouse.com. Pick up your tickets starting at just $8 with home games featuring incredible promotions and theme nights. Again, Nature Boy Ric Flair coming up on August 20th. We'll be throwing out the first pitch here shortly, so pop on by and get in on the fun. Spain and Fitz coming up next across ESPN Wisconsin.